And you are now tuned in to TSN. This is one of your shoutcasters for this fine and fabulous Thursday evening. Trillian here. Joining me tonight is Arkvile, who is in the process of pimping. Oh yes, pimping. And by pimping, I mean our match. At least, I think that's what I mean. What else are you pimping?
I'm pimping my various body parts, just depending on which ones pose the most interest. So far, I am earning nothing. So, yeah, that's my luck so far. So why don't we talk a little bit about the match tonight. We still have some time. I'm still waiting on the server information. We don't have it yet. Locked On Target are still probably deciding on, I guess they're debating over pings or what have you. So let's talk about what's going to happen coming up shortly.
All right. Well, tonight's match is for the Cal Main Division, RTCW, Locked On Target versus Death Touch. We're going to be watching them and hearing them play on MP Sub, unless something changed at the last minute that I wasn't aware of. I don't think it did. But it's going to be MP Sub, and do we have any details? Are we going to have Wolf TV? Are we going to have all that fun stuff going on?
I believe we probably will have Wolf TV going on, and obviously we'll be there, so...
And we are the fun stuff.
I'm sure we'll... Yes, and we are the fun stuff. Even if Wolf TV's not there, you still got us. Wolf TV didn't do the GAT and... GAT and Lithium match earlier, and I guess they canceled that as well, so TSN wasn't there, Wolf TV wasn't there, so I'm sure they're sitting around trying to find a good match to cover, and you can't get a much better match than what's going to be coming up tonight. Number one in the division right now, up for grabs, so...
this is very exciting. It's Cal Atlantic.
Very exciting match.
You have the Cal Atlantic division, both Death Touch and Locked On Target are at 4-0. Four wins, zero losses. Tonight, someone is going to break their winning streak. And someone's going to go away crying. Someone else is going to be cheering because they're going to be on the top of the world. The question is, which will it be? Death Touch or Locked On Target? I haven't seen any predictions on the Cal website. Perhaps you have insight into which is the favored team this evening.
You know, I really don't know who the favorite team is. It's really it's a close match. Last time these guys played, I believe it was 3-2. It, still very close. So I really don't know if there's a true favorite. So I'm still kind of wondering what's going to happen myself. And it should be a very exciting match. A lot of good action. Both teams are very good. Both teams are, I believe, 4-0. So,
oh my
and
God.
Someone's trying to... Sabo is joining us.
Sabo,
what are you
saboteur.
Talking smack about?
He's sabotaging
our cast. Sabotaging
your cast.
There
you go.
Oh, I just heard you trying to predict. Oh, man. Did you guys catch the last time these guys played?
I don't remember it myself.
Well, actually, I casted it, and I barely remember, but that's just because my memory sucks. I believe it was 3-2, a very close match, if it's the one I'm thinking of. These two teams, they're beyond amazing. We saw Locked On Target actually beat Death Touch before, but Death Touch most recently defeated them. What's going to happen? I'm having some personal convictions that Death Touch have been improving rapidly since the end of Season 3, and that they're going to come out, but just barely on top. I'm talking 3-2 by the skin of your butt cheeks. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, who invited the RTCW caster orgy?
Yes, and now Justice is joining us, and I don't know if I really want to get into skin on the butt cheeks, because I think Trillian's got some pretty thick skin on her butt cheeks, but we won't go there. Sabo,
if I could swear on air, you would so go down.
Okay, anyways, Justice, what do you think? Is it going to be, you're not going to talk? We're just wondering
come
if
on,
you
Justice.
Think it's going to be Locked On Target or Death Touch.
I think Death Touch has the experience edge.
All right, that was extremely exciting and insightful from Justice, who is just listening. Really quick, want to give you guys some information. If you would like to check out either team, they can be found on GamesNet. Death Touch is, well, in pound Death Touch. Locked On Target, pound LOT. If you want to check them out on the web, Death Touch at www.deathtouch.net. Locked On Target.
Dub, dub, dub.
Shut up. Locked On Target is at lot.kicks-ass.net. So go ahead, check them out, stalk them, beat them, call them names. We don't care, but let them know that you're listening and stop making fun. WWW, it just is so hard to say. So if you guys don't know what WWW means, then you can just kiss my butt.
Yes, and the thick skin included. And as usual, we will be bringing you a post-game interview after the match with the winner, and that's what makes us so much more elite than Sabo or Justice, because they don't do that. And we'll also be trying to bring you War Room, brought to you by Ventrilo, in between the rounds. So we'll jump in there, listen to what they got going on for us. And hopefully Trillian won't be a noob and talk when she goes in there this time, so it'll take away from the surprise factor.
You
we'll
know,
hear what they got going on.
We've already discussed the fact that Ventrilo has no surprise factor. You can't sneak in with Ventrilo. It just does not work.
Yeah, well, you can if they turn it off. In fact, I'm going to probably jump over there right now and warn them really quick that in case for some reason you jump over there to not talk in the meantime. So,
to not
and,
talk?
And we'll see what we can get on that server they information. or have,
tell
or
them shut
have
up.
Them
don't say anything while we're in there. Absolute silence. Oh, see. He runs away. Ah! I was getting ready to own him. All right, while we're waiting for things to get underway, why don't I do everyone a really big favor and pop on out for some, oh, I don't know, commercials. Sounds good. Be right back.
The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
TSN.
It's Sauerkraut in mein Lederhosen.
How could that be anything but exciting? It was great, wasn't it? Now, I'm all alone here. Well, no, actually, that's a lie. I'm here with Sabo and Justice, who are, well, no, it looks like Justice is the only one insulting. Ventrilo's great for that, you know. You can insult people with your little comments. I turn off all sounds, so if anyone tries to say anything with their little comment talky thing, text chat, it doesn't work with me. So save your breath. Anyhow, Sabo, Justice, since you are crashing our little party, anything you want to add?
Well, I can give you a quick update on the last match we casted just a few minutes ago. How's that for you?
That sounds like an excellent plan, Sabo. Why don't you do that for us?
Well, for any of you who were lame and weren't listening, I was just covering the Animosity versus Arise matchup. Arise, many of you know them from previous Cal-I and Cal-Main seasons. Animosity, they're kind of new. They have a lot of Clan Capital members, though, which means they have some serious skills on their side. They beat Arise 3-0. Yeah, it was a pretty big difference. On MP sub, they set the clock 2:12, and Arise just couldn't do it. Then Arise set the clock 11:22, barely making it in time.
Wow.
Animosity,
sorry, that's
beat it right quickly.
That's sub 11:22.
Yeah, that really speaks about Animosity's skill right there and their tactics.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen a sub match go that long. I've never actually been witness to one going that long, so that's pretty incredible.
It's like 5 minutes tops.
Yeah, totally. So when what happened? Is that it?
Well,
that the last round?
One thing that was kind of cool. No, in the very last round, Animosity set the clock at 2:12 again. It was like a complete repeat, and it just, you know, it was the same as set number one. You know, 3-0. Good games. Animosity took the win right there. But, hey, you've got the match of the week coming up in just a few. Locked On Target and Death Touch. By the way, where'd Arc Vial go, Trillian?
Oh, Arkvile was trolling in the other Ventrilo channels. He's checking up on those other players from Locked On Target and Death Touch, letting them know if some chick comes in, don't talk to her. She'll just put you down.
No, actually, I said that trying to avoid the fact that she has thick skin on her butt and avoid her at all.
Okay, where did that thick skin on my butt come from?
I don't know. I guess you just all
no.
that maybe
how would
maybe
you
it's
know?
All that Chef Boyardee ravioli. I guess I don't know.
You're
where
the
it
one
came
that
from.
I'm not getting into an argument with you on about this on air. Justice, I don't eat Krispy Kremes. Well, I mean, I do, but there aren't any here to have. Okay, you guys are just no fun. All right, if we're going to have...
Okay, I am on the server, by the way, so...
Well, why don't you give me the information necessary, and I will join on that server. See, Arkvile has this horrible tendency to jump on servers and... I don't know. I think he must talk smack about me at first and gets on the server and tells them all sorts of things, and then I come on the server when he finally deems it, you know, reasonable to tell me, hey, here's where we're casting from. I'm pretty much right there, aren't I? You do. You talk smack about me.
I'm sorry. I wasn't even paying attention to a word you had to say.
All right. Well,
actually,
this is going to be an interesting
it's locked
cast.
On targets. It's Locked On Target's private server. I can give you, I'll give you the password from private message. I don't have the IP. I just happen to know their server. I have it in my favorites, so. But I'll get it. I'll have someone give it to me, and I'll get you on the server as soon as I feel like bringing you in. And they're already talking about if they wear boxers or briefs. Isn't that fun?
Well, you know, apparently, which ones? Because, I mean, we have already...
Actually, yeah, Locked On Target. So if they win tonight, well, you actually have to come up with, like, a decent question to ask instead of, you know, your usual...
Left-handed,
like,
or right?
Meaningless ones. No. Or both.
Okay, so...
Or they don't use hands? They just kind of wiggle a little bit?
I'm thinking apple pie.
Apple pie. Okay. Well, anyways, hold on. Let me get that server information to you. And Sabo and Justice, are you still hanging with us? I hope not.
Oh, kind of, sort of. I'm just ignoring what I hear.
Justice says that he will investigate my apparent thick-skinned ass when he comes to visit. I believe it's in a week, so...
Justice, would you mind defining investigate?
Good question. I don't know.
That's hard to say. I mean, from all accounts that I've heard, Chilean's ass is quite nice, actually. But I'll be able to see it live and in person, and I'll let you know.
All right. Well, invite you back for an exclusive interview regarding my ass.
It'll be the Michael Jackson situation, I think.
How much plastic surgery has she had on her butt? I swear, only two operations.
Okay, and before the conversation totally goes underground, once again, we are playing Sub Tonight, and we've already brought you one sub match so far. It was Gat, I believe, versus... Who was that versus? I totally forgot.
It was... Animosity versus Team Arise, actually.
Well, I think he's...
No,
I'm
talking about our match.
Illusion.
We don't care about you, Sabo.
Oh.
Gat versus
Gat
Illusion
versus
on
Illusion.
Tuesday.
Lame Sabo just butting in.
Or was it Monday?
And we didn't ask you,
Sabo. I don't
remember. I don't know. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, actually.
Tuesday.
We were going to try to get Warwitch in on that, but actually he's been out of the game so long he had to patch his settings and was unable to get the... stuff ready, and Trillian should be joining the server, and she is in the server, so...
I am in the server. Just a reminder to everyone,
yes.
Cal Atlantic, this is Cal Main, Atlantic Division, Death Touch versus Locked On Target. Both teams come into this with a 4-0 record. Someone's going to lose their perfect winning streak tonight. And we're just going to have to stick around and see who that's going to be, because I'm not hearing a hell of a lot of predictions. I mean, I guess we're hearing Death Touch because of their experience, but it's still really up in the air. Both of these teams are great, and it's going to be an exciting matchup. I have a feeling it's going to be a very fast matchup. We're going to be done with this quickly. So you do not want to go anywhere, because going somewhere might leave you coming in right at the end of the game. And I swear,
and
you guys are being total jerks
to me. And no, we're not being jerks. We're being really nice. I guess.
Let's
see.
Arc file saying, and she has a fat ass. Someone else saying that I feed on a treadmill.
With a pH.
Right.
It was fat with a pH.
Right. All right.
You guys sicken me.
This is quality radio, everybody, here on TSN, Trillian and Arkvile casting RTCW. This is what it's all about, folks. You want to make sure that you continue to tune in every single time we're on air, because the quality, man, how can you go... Okay, maybe that's not so good.
Wow, what quality?
Oh, Sabo is feeling jaded.
It only sucks when Archvile's on.
All right, so I'm still spec-locked.
I mean, normally we're pretty civilized.
And I'm thinking it's about time to quick Sabo and Justice, or quick kick Sabo and Justice out of here, or at least tell them shut the hell up, guys. And as we get this match hopefully underway very soon, as we're waiting on three players to ready up, and it looks like both teams are full. Starting out tonight on sub, we're going to have, for the Axis team, Locked on Targets lineup, Gorilla, Neo, Warpath, Fu Man, Yellow, and Vatican, with Muddy on the sidelines. For the allied team of Death Touch, it's going to be Dimac, Nail, Illumina, Hollywood, Brian, Chrome, and Biohazard on the side. Arkvile, you want to give us a quick overview of this map before we get this game underway?
Yes, actually I can do that, since obviously you don't know a whole lot about the map, but that's okay, I like teasing you. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to give you the Wolf TV for anyone who is tuning in and wants to watch it on Wolf TV. It is Connect. Get into your console when you join Wolf, do Connect, gtv.speakeasy.net, and colon, the port for that is 27965. The TV that that's playing on is TV2, so get in your console and do TV_watch2, and you can tune in and watch and see all the good stuff that we have to say. And
as our match is about
to begin. We are getting underway. Yes, we are getting underway. We'll talk about the map later. There couldn't be a whole lot more to say about it. It's pretty straightforward. Get the dynamite plants, put them on the sub. You know, you got a lot of time to do it. You got 12 minutes. I haven't seen the team be held in a long time. So it's basically hold them as long as you can, not hold them for the whole clock. And take us away, Troyan.
All right, and I'm following Death Touch right now. They are starting out as the allied team. That means that they are the ones on the offensive going for that sub. Looks like we've had at least one engineer going underwater following Chrome right now as he heads into the pool room getting ready to go out into the sub area. Will he survive? That's always the important part, is actually making it to the sub. Usually the Axis team has very, very good defense set up to keep you from even looking at the sub, let alone planting on it. So far, no sign. Here comes another push by Death Touch. And it looks like we actually got an engineer on the sub, but the engineer did not survive. I'm not seeing dynamite anywhere as of yet, as we are at the 11-minute mark. Waiting for a plant. Over to you.
Okay, it looks like we got a green light down on the tip of the sub. And wait a minute, the red light is down, and it is Death Touch. Brian with the first plant. We might have a dual plant. We have another green light on the sub. Looks like Chrome trying to get the plant put down. Wait a minute, but Illumina comes up from behind. Green light still down. Red light is now down. 10 minutes, 37 seconds. We got a dual plant on the submarine. I don't see any of the Locked on Target members coming over here to disarm it. It is Locked on Target on the defense with Death Touch on the offense. None of them showing up. They're totally dominating the sub. Here comes Neo with the Penzerfaust, and it doesn't matter because it has been blown a minute, 39 seconds. Wow, fast time set already. Trillian, that was quick.
Wow, and it's like I'm barely even managing to get a breath in, and we already have our first time set for our first round. Got to run out here really quick, see if I can manage a sounder before the next round starts.
RTCW.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Here on TSN.
All right, and we are back, waiting for five players to ready up. Now we have, on the Allied team, Locked On Target. They're going to make an attempt to beat the time set by Death Touch, 1 minute and 39 seconds. Incredibly fast time. It's going to be very, very hard to beat. They basically have, like, one chance, maybe two, to make the difference on this map. Arkwell, I'm going to have you take this one out, please.
Okay, and we are going 3-2-1. This switched around. The Axis, incoming Axis, will be Demac, Nail, Lumina, Hollywood, Brian, and Chrome. High pingers looking pretty low, actually, overall. Hollywood with a high one of 78. And on Locked On Target, the ones trying to blow and beat the time of 1 minute 36, Gorilla, Neo, Warpath, Fu Man, Yellow, Vatican.
Ooh.
And they already got a plan down at the store's door. Panzerfausters, Trillion, what happened?
Oh, basically, you had the soldier for Death Touch, Brian. He came in, was throwing some grenades towards that vent area where the allies come through when they're waiting for that storage door to blow. The allies started to peek their head out, and Brian switched to his Panzerfaust, taking out two of them to start this game off the way the Death Touch team wants it to happen. As Yellow finally grabs that forward spawn point, he is the engineer waiting for his team to spawn with him. And so far, here it comes. Here is the Allied spawn. Hopefully, they've only got 43 seconds left to get out to that sub and get dynamite on it. And it's going to take 30 seconds for that dynamite to blow.
Okay, and I'm looking around out here in the sub area. Looks like we got Chrome, Hollywood, and Nail, along with Dimac, holding it down. And I don't see any of the Allies coming in from Locked On Target. And so it looks like 20 seconds. Neo, the engineer, coming around the corner. He's going in towards the sub. And wait a minute. Oh, my God. He's taken down by Hollywood. Hollywood also standing around in the area. And he finally gets taken down by Vatican. But it doesn't matter because there's only 7 seconds left. No green lights, no red lights, no plants. Game over. Death Touch is already going to score 1 point in this match.
Yes, and that basically, the excitement from that round was the Panzerfaust by Brian in the first few moments. And past that, we really didn't see much going on. They attempted, Locked On Target attempted to make a push. They were shut down hard. They basically were they were shot to pieces. Death touched. Anyone who went down was revived, and they were very strong on the Axis side. And Locked On Target's going to get a chance to turn this thing around. They are the Allied team again, and this time they are hoping to set the time. And they're going to have to set a very low time to keep Death Touch at bay, because Death Touch obviously has their offense and defense down on this map. Sub for Calmaine. We're about ready to begin, and just watching as their team killing to pass the few seconds, and our match has started. Gonna go run to the other side of the map where the Allied team has spawned to see how they're going to start out this round. Trying to see if any Axis players come this way. Oh, and here comes Brian, soldier again, grenade in hand. They're not going to be quite so forward with their push through, but it doesn't matter because they wait just long enough for Brian to whip out his Panzerfaust and take another two of them down. Yellow again being the only one to survive. He grabs that forward spawn point, and they have planted dynamite on the storage door and the filtration room. Fresh spawn following Locked On Target as they get ready to run out towards that sub. Here comes Warpath. Here comes Gorilla out into the open area and waiting to see if they're going to get a plant on the sub. And I'm not seeing anything. All I'm seeing are soldiers and medics, not an engineer in sight. Arkvile, what's going on?
I really don't know. It looks like we got Brian and Dimac, lieutenant medics, respectively. And they're coming around the corner here, going up towards the stairwell. Wait a minute, the stairwell's being held down by Nail. The Locked On Target team is having a really hard time coming in by way of just going through the halls. I went underneath into the water, and we did have one guy coming in the first time in that direction. Looks like Yellow is going to try to go through the water as well, and he's going to be met up with Vatican. I think they're going to take the filtration route. Wait, I guess never mind. They're going to go up by the stairwell where Nail was waiting earlier. I don't see him up there now. Someone is throwing grenades. Who is it? It's Illumina throwing grenades at the stairwell, pushing them back. 10 minutes, 20 seconds still left to go. No plants on the sub. no engineers near the sub. Wait a minute, here comes one around the corner. It looks like it's going to be Neo and Fu Man. Neo, wait a minute. Oh, Neo's taken down by Jimek. And Brian comes around the corner to assist Hollywood. Hollywood gets the quick revive on Chrome, the rest of his team. Basically, it is 4-on-2. And wait, here comes, wait a minute, this Neo is still alive with a pistol and manages to take down Brian. However, Dimek turns around, catches him, and sees him. Wait a minute, we got a green light down on the sub. Looks like it's going to be Vatican. Here it goes. The green light's down. The red light's down. He suicides himself. 9 minutes, 45 seconds. An engineer already en route to disarm it. Are they going to get to disarm Trillion?
Well, I'm watching the dynamite right now. Here comes Illumina. Oh, and he almost... He's so busy fighting, he didn't see the Panzerfaust coming from behind. As the dynamite still sits there, untouched, watching for an engineer, Gorilla the medic for Locked On Target, throwing grenades to protect that dynamite. We also have Vatican up in the grates, watching the dynamite closely. I am seeing no axes as the Allies have set a time of 2 minutes and 43 seconds. That's Locked On Target, setting a time for Death Touch to attempt to beat in the second half of this second round. Not as good as our first round, but it is a respectable time, 2 minutes and 43 seconds. It is possible to hold Death Touch for that long. It's not going to be easy, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's when you wanted me to talk. So anyway, as mentioned before, Death Touch, I guess, was being what you would probably call the favorite in this match, as Sabo has liked to butt in and tell us. And with the times of 1:36 already being set here, and then later that was not capped by Locked On Target, and then Locked On Target setting a time of 2 minutes 43 seconds, we already know that Death Touch is capable of getting a plant faster than that. Let's see if it happens. Trillion, take it away.
All right, and our match has begun. Again, let me see what's going on. Let me see if they're going to send anyone forward. I'm following as Vatican from Locked On Target heads underwater to see what's going to be going on here in the Allied forward spawn. And not sure what he's up to. It doesn't seem to be stopping Death Touch any as Death Touch comes, plants at the filtration door, grabs that forward spawn. They're ready to go. Oh! And it looks like he was hiding, waiting for someone to go in the water so he could take out. Who did he take out? Vatican took out Brian as Brian jumped in the water to make a water attempt on the sub. Looking at the sub right now, I see no engineers for Death Touch in sight right now. We are at the 1 minute 57 second mark, waiting for a push. Plenty of time still as a Panzerfaust comes out from Nail and looking for the engineers. Where are they?
I don't see. Wait a minute. Here comes Chrome around the corner. Wait a minute. There's a green light on the submarine from underneath. Somebody came out in the water. Evidently, he is killed, but wait, here comes Brian. He's coming down through the water. No, Brian's taken down by Gorilla. Yellow's an engineer taken down by Nail. Engineers are getting taken down all over the place. Nail, a soldier from Death Touch. Wait, and he's trying to knife fight back and forth. Nail!
And here comes Illumina starting to plant the dynamite on the sub. He comes just seconds away from planting it, but lucky for him, a medic is there to revive him. Dynamite has been planted on the back of the sub by Illumina. Looks like we've also had a plant on the front of the sub. Did we see who planted that?
I did not see who planted it, but we have one on the tip, and we have one down kind of like by the balls area. Here comes Yellow, an engineer. I think he's going to go for the disarm on the tip. However, it's not the one that's been planted first, so even if he disarms it, there's still plenty of time. And Yellow still might get the disarm, still plenty of time. No, he doesn't get it, but the dynamite is still ticking away on the back, and it blows up. Wow, still with 42 seconds left to go, as I'm getting connection interrupted for
it's
some reason.
It's 1 minute and 59 seconds set, or beat, by Death Touch. Not improving on their previous time of 1 minute and 39 seconds, but that really doesn't matter because they did take the point in this round. It is now 2-0 in favor of Death Touch, taking Locked On Target down very handily. And here we are. It's going to be Death Touch on the Allied team setting the time. Axis on for the Axis team, we have Locked On Target. Our match is about to begin. Arkvile.
Fight.
And okay, we are underway, and I'm going to head on over to the forward spawn area, and let's see what happens there. I'm taking a look at some of the stats. I'm going to ignore some of those plants in the beginning because y'all know they're going to plant at the door. Looks like we're having a lot of kills. 36 kills total for the Death Touch side. That's what needs to happen. Chrome cashing in on 10 kills there. with only 28 kills on Locked On Target. That's the factor there. They're keeping the teams dead. They're not letting them get alive long enough to get close to the submarine. This time, I'm heading out towards the sub area. I see two dummy dynamites there in that hallway that goes curves around and heads towards the sub. I see nobody in the water yet. The Allies have captured the forward spawn flag, and I don't see anybody as far as the Allies, which is Death Touch, even near the sub at the time. So, Troyan, where are they at? Where are they hiding?
Well, it looks like I have Nail for Death Touch just peeking his Panzerfaust head out, but no engineers in sight as of yet. I'm expecting, here it comes, Brian throws his dynamite up on the nose of that sub, is attempting to arm it, but he goes down. Now we just have to see if there's going to be an engineer coming in behind him to finish that plant. Here is Illumina attempting to finish that plant on the nose of the sub. He is successful. Dynamite has been planted on the nose with 10 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the first half of this third round. Not seeing a dual plant yet, but we still have Chrome at the front of the sub guarding that dynamite with his life. No Axis engineers in sight as we watch the dynamite tick down. It's not looking good for Locked On Target. Here they come, fresh spawn in. Warpath and Vatican are going to do a dual disarm. No luck, they explode as the dynamite goes off. 1 minute and 47 seconds is the time for Locked On Target to attempt to beat in the second half of this round. I have to say, I mean, Locked On Target, they're great people, but they haven't come even close to those sorts of times. Death Touch handing out 1 minute 39 seconds in the first round, 1 minute 59 seconds in the second, 1 minute 47 seconds in this. All we have for Locked On Target is one round where they managed to get 2 minutes and 43 seconds. Unless they have a miracle plant, I don't know, it's not looking good.
Yes, it is, and as I walked all the way to Brazil to pick the coffee beans and grab a cup of coffee on my own, I'm back on the microphone now. Looks like we got one member of the team still readying up. A minute 47 is the time to beat, and Locked On Target so far, the fastest time they have set this whole match is 2 minutes 43 seconds, so I don't see that really happening. You know, this is going to be, I'm going to have to say that this is going to be Death Touch with the win. I'm guessing they're probably going to go to 5-0. Locked On Target going to fall to 4-1. Hey, but they're still number 2 in the division, and in Calmain, that's still a good place to be. It's still a place where you can be into the playoffs, as we're still waiting for one member of the team to ready up. And wait, they have readied up. 9 seconds left to go. Stick around after the match for a post-game interview. We're going to find out what happens right here to see if it turns around or if Death Touch walks away with the win. It's underway. And the Allies, Locked On Target, led by, looks like, Gorilla, Neo, Warpath, Fu Man, Yellow, and Vatican, as I am going to rush up here to the doors and cover those plants for you. 1 minute 35 seconds already left to go with a quick time of a minute 47 set earlier. Oh, my God, Brian comes up over the wall. Brian fires his Panzerfaust into the ducts, takes out Neo and Warpath. However, it looks like Fu Man does take down Brian. No more Panzerfaust for him. They grab the forward spawn flag. He enters the sub area, gets taken down by Hollywood and Chrome as they're doing some dual MP40 action there. Vatican and an engineer running up the staircase. He might be able to get a plant down. He is an engineer. He's running around a corner. He's in hot pursuit of Illumina. Illumina takes him out with a grenade. Trillion, they have breached the sub area. What's going on out there?
Well, I'm watching as Gorilla and Chrome, it looks like Yellow is going to make the attempt on the sub. He is not surviving all that well as he keeps going down, down, down. His medic's attempting to revive him, but not doing that great of a job. Their bodies are lying on the ground with 37 seconds left. It's not going to happen. There's just no way. Dynamite takes 30 seconds to explode, and the plant takes 5, I believe, and it's just not possible. Time has run out for Locked On Target. We have to stick around for the last 20 seconds of this game. And it's been a valiant effort by Locked On Target, but Death Touch definitely has the advantage. Their skill is showing through strongly here. They are proving why they deserve to go 5-0 in Cal Atlantic for Calmain. And our time has expired. Oh, that's right. Time is over. It's a final score of 3-0 in favor of Death Touch with some incredible times. And Lockdown Target now drops down to second place. And Arkvile, in your trip to Brazil, did you bring me back anything?
No, I really didn't, because in fact I was hoping you'd fall asleep so I'd have a chance to talk on the mic. But hey, that's okay. Sub is a very quick map. I didn't hear so much as one good game being exchanged. Locked on Target has got to be upset about that one. But, hey, congratulations to both teams for being number one and number two in the division. Big shout-out to Death Touch for taking it away. And we will get some music going, probably a couple of sounders, and we will jump in their Ventrilo.
I just want to give Locked on Target the benefit of the doubt here. Scrolling up, they actually said good game far before the dynamite exploded. I think they realized that it was futile to hope to plant in time. So they exchanged good games far before the end of the game. So good sports all around. Didn't really need to stick around after the game. And Arkvile's right. We're going to head out to a song, head out to some sounders, and we'll be back with an exciting, action-packed interview with Death Touch. Stay tuned.